Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we take a complicated stack of articles, research, technical docs, all of it, and turn it into the knowledge you need, fast.
Exactly.
And for this deep dive, we are tackling web analytics. Specifically, we're looking at something on the cutting edge, a solution called Prism Analytics. It's modern, high performance, and very, very privacy focused.
That's right. And our listener provided a fantastic mix of sources for us today. We have the glossy marketing stuff, you know, the easy to read pitch.
Right.
We also have the detailed FAQ on compliance, and most importantly, the raw technical documentation right from their GitHub.
So our mission today is pretty simple. We're going to be your guides through this, cut through the noise, and show you what makes this platform a real, compelling alternative to some of the, well, older, more data-hungry systems out there.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to give you, the learner, a clear entry point into this whole shift toward data ownership.
And what defines Prism right away, just from these documents, is its core identity. It's open source. It's built in the Go programming language for speed. Ah.
Okay.
And it's designed from the ground up for privacy. It feels like an engine that's built for performance and control from day one, not some old system that's been patched up to meet legal rules.
Before we jump into all those details, a quick acknowledgement. This deep dive is supported by SafeServer, which helps with hosting innovative software just like this and with your entire digital transformation. You can find more info on how they can help you host and grow at www.safeserver.de.
Right.
Okay, so let's start with the big one, the immediate appeal. Simplicity.
The sources are, I mean, they're laser focused on this. They're targeting the biggest headaches for site owners today.
Which are complexity and legal risk, I'm guessing?
Exactly. Complexity and, maybe more importantly, legal risk.
The documents promise a shockingly fast setup. They claim you can go from nothing to actually getting valuable insights in just 3 minutes.
Yeah, the 3-minute setup. Create an account, drop in a tracking script, and you're looking at your dashboard. They call it progressive analytics.
Progressive analytics. What does that actually mean?
That concept is, I think, really crucial. It means you don't start with this overwhelming dashboard with hundreds of metrics you don't even need.
Right, yeah.
You start simple, maybe just paid views, basic referrers. But the architecture is there, ready to scale up progressively when your needs get more complex. You aren't locked into a basic platform. The power is just waiting for you.
And the most interesting part of that simplicity is how it ties directly into compliance. The sources really stress their privacy-focused approach. They mentioned GDPR, PPCA, PCR, even the SREMS 2 ruling.
And this compliance story, that's their primary differentiator. I mean, if you look at the landscape today, so many websites are just suffering from compliance fatigue.
Oh, yeah. The endless legal reviews, updating privacy policies.
It's a headache. Transferring data across borders legally, it's a mess.
But what is the genuine practical payoff here for, you know, the average person running a website?
Mm-hmm.
We see this claim that because of all this, no cookie banner is required.
And that is a massive operational win. Just think about the hidden costs of a cookie banner.
It adds friction. It slows the site down.
It frustrates your users. A user who has to click away a pop-up might just leave the page entirely. So by legally getting rid of that barrier, Prism doesn't just simplify compliance. It instantly improves the user experience.
And it probably helps your conversion rates because people just get straight to the content.
It's a huge competitive advantage, really, just disguised as a legal feature.
Which brings us to their business model. And it raises a big question about the industry standard, the sources. They take a pretty direct shot at the whole free model of older analytics platforms.
They don't pull any punches. The sources just state it plainly. Google Analytics is free because, and I'm quoting here, you are the product.
You're right. They sell the insights from your users' data to advertisers.
Exactly. It's a cost. It's just not a monetary one you see on an invoice.
And Prism's answer to that is really elegant. We sell our software, not data. They charge a reasonable price, but they promise not to mine your data, sell it, or use it for retargeting. It's just a clean trade.
It's the difference between renting an apartment where the landlord is always looking in your fridge and actually owning your own house. You have the keys.
You own the data.
You own the data. And this is highlighted by their data retention policy. They keep your data forever as long as you're a paying customer. A lot of older systems will just purge your data after a year or two.
So you could do year over year or even decade over decade analysis.
Yeah.
That history is invaluable.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. We're shifting from legal security to raw performance,
mm-hmm.
which is just as important for any modern website. The sources make a big deal about speed, saying it's great for your SEO.
And they back it up with hard numbers. The Prism tracking script is tiny. It's around 2 kilobytes.
2 kilobytes? What does that even compare to?
Well, to put it in context, the sources say it's about 22 times smaller than many of the big competitors.
22 times smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone who's not technical, what does that small script size actually mean for their website's performance?
It directly impacts your load time. Google ranks sites partly on these core web vitals, and if your analytics software is adding a big delay to your load time, you're actively hurting your own SEO.
And the user experience, too.
And the user experience. A 2 kilobit script is basically instantaneous. It makes sure your analytics package isn't the heaviest thing slowing down your page.
And for sites where every single byte counts, or maybe where JavaScript is restricted, the sources mention another option: tracking without JavaScript.
Yes, the ultralight option. They use a single pixel GIF image inside an image tag, which is only 35 bytes.
35 bytes, that's nothing.
It's nothing. It lets people track visits and events in places like email newsletters or on these extremely high performance sites where they just refuse to load any big scripts. It shows a real commitment to performance.
So that lightness is the foundation. But let's go back to that idea of progressive analytics.
Mm-hmm.
How does the system scale up to offer powerful customizations, the analytics that matter part?
It scales by giving you flexibility. You're not stuck with canned reports. You can use custom events, which means you get to define what success actually looks like for you.
So instead of just a page view on a checkout page?
Right. You could create a custom event that tracks a user clicking add to cart, then another for entering shipping address, and so on.
And that kind of granular tracking lets you build more sophisticated visualizations, right? I saw mentions of funnels in GeoMaps.
Exactly. Funnels let you see the drop-off points. You know, where are people leaving your multi-step checkout process? GeoMaps give you an instant visual of where your traffic is coming from.
So if you suddenly see a huge spike from a city you weren't targeting, you can dig into that right away.
Instantly. It moves you beyond just vanity metrics into real, actionable business intelligence.
But the real power move, for me, is the level of control they give you over the raw data. They let you do immediate, simple filtering, like figuring out who clicked the link in your newsletter and then made it to the pricing page.
And this is where we have to talk about a key technical advantage. The system has direct API access that supports SQL queries.
Okay, for a beginner, that sounds like pure engineering jargon. Break that down for us. What's the difference between being stuck in a dashboard and having SQL API access?
Think of a normal dashboard as looking through a locked window. You can only see what the platform decides to show you in the charts they designed.
Got it.
Having SQL API access is like having the keys to the entire data warehouse. SQL is the universal language for talking to databases. You can ask any question you want of your data. You're not limited by their pre-built reports.
So if I have my own data science team or I use certain tools,
you can pull your raw data directly into those tools. The sources specifically mention NumPy and Pandas, which are standard in the data science world. This means you keep total ownership and flexibility. You can blend your web data with, say, your CRM or inventory data however you want, completely outside of Prism's interface.
Okay, let's go under the hood then, because the tech needs to back up these claims. The sources talk a lot about real-time processing.
And real-time means exactly that. No delay. The data is processed instantly and shows up on your dashboard immediately. The source material even contrasts this with competitors, noting that some popular platforms can have a 24 to 48 hour delay.
Wow. A 48 hour delay is useless if you're running a short-term campaign or trying to fix a sudden problem on your site. Real-time changes everything.
Absolutely. And they also tackle a huge problem for anyone who's ever looked at analytics: spam and noise.
Mm-hmm. The bot traffic.
The bot traffic. They have a feature called humans only, which is automatic filtering. The docs say bots, scrapers, and spam traffic are just automatically identified and removed from your data.
Which cleans up your results right away, so you're only analyzing real human engagement. No more messing around with complex filters.
And we can actually check the capacity of this system from the GitHub source. They provide testing metrics, and it shows the ingestion server can handle more than 50,000 requests per second.
50,000 requests per second. That's staggering capacity. It really proves that high performance isn't just a marketing term here.
It means the system is explicitly designed to handle any spike traffic. If you suddenly go viral on social media or get mentioned on a big news site, your analytics system isn't going to buckle under the pressure and start missing data.
Or slow down your own website in the process.
Exactly.
And this whole architecture, it's intentionally open, right? It's built on top of other open source tools. I see the names Grafana and ClickHouse. For a beginner, what are these?
These are heavy hitters in the data world. Think of Grafana as the beautiful front end. It provides the dashboards, the user interface, manages teams and permissions. It's the visualization layer.
Okay.
And ClickHouse is the engine in the back. It's a high-performance database designed for lightning-fast analysis of truly massive amounts of data.
So using these powerful existing open-source tools, that really seems to strengthen their no-vendor lock-in promise.
Yeah.
But is there a catch? If someone wanted to self-host this, isn't that a huge job?
That's a fair question. And traditionally, yeah, integrating something like ClickHouse is a serious engineering task. But the sources emphasize that the core Prisma software itself is open source and it's packaged to be easily self-hosted.
So you have a choice.
You have a choice. You can use their cloud service, or if you have the resources, you can take control of the entire stack yourself. You're never reliant on a single provider for your own data.
It's the ultimate insurance policy against being locked in.
It absolutely is. They sell the software and the service, but the data and the infrastructure it runs on, that stays firmly in your hands.
Okay, so let's recap the biggest takeaways for our listener who's looking for that knowledge shortcut. Prism offers this powerful combo that really defines the next generation of analytics. First, total privacy compliance.
Which means, in many cases, you can just eliminate the headache and user friction of a cookie banner.
Second, raw speed, a tiny 2KB tracking script that's great for SEO.
Backed up by a system that can handle 50,000 requests per second in real time. No delays.
And third, complete data control. You own your data forever, and you can query it directly with SQL through a powerful API, pulling it into any tool you want.
It's a huge paradigm shift. It's moving away from that data as the product model to a model where the website owner is the actual customer and control is the main feature.
A huge thanks again to SafeServer for supporting today's deep dive. If you're looking to host this kind of high-performance, privacy-focused software, or you just need support with your digital transformation, you can find more information at www.safeserver.de.
And here's the final thought for you to consider as you reflect on all this. If total data control, raw speed, and keeping your data forever are now the baseline requirements for a competitive business, what are the hidden costs you're really paying when you use a free analytics platform that fundamentally treats your customer data as their primary product? Something to chew on.
That's all for today. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.